To know what you're up to. Started at Torrey, Northwest London, Tuesday, 4th day Chol HaMoed, Kaf Nissan, 7th of April, Abacha Moishi Kaf and Neri Yoyev, the Issa processing Chometz, Rabbi Chaim Al Haramba.
Hello, Bishop, my father, and Bishop, everyone, thank you for the opportunity to speak. Big stress. So we have two psukim in Shemois, one in Yud Zion, Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zion. We have another one speaking about Chometz on Pesach on Yud Beis, Pasuk Tezvov. Shivas Yom Masis Techidu, Achbim Rishon, Tashbisu, Tomevatechem. Go and remove yourself, go from Chometz from your house. So these two psukim are both saying basically the same thing. Don't have Chometz on Pesach. What's the difference? So, yes, they are very similar. One is coming from the Nasi, Tashbisu, go and take out Chometz. And is coming out to noise and saying, don't be seen with Chometz. There's a fundamental machloikis in Pesachim, Choftes on the Aleph, that speaks about destroying Chometz. Machloikis Behuda and Rabban. Behuda said, Ein Biyah Chometz Ed Besreif. Only you can only destroy Chometz when it comes from burning. And Chomo Aimrim, Achim Forez Vazodar, Ein Mata Leon. Chomo say, any way you can destroy it, as long as it's destroyed, that's good enough. So we have to keep in mind this machlokes, and hopefully we can answer the questions. But yeah. The Rambam in Hilchot Chometz Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says, Ein Alayke, you don't get Malkus, Mishum Leri of Leri Matzah. Why? Because it's Lashi Shem B'Maisa. And in Cain, kind of Chometz Pesach, if someone's going to actually acquire Chometz Pesach, by Chemsai, or do something with it, bake Chometz, or use it, Kadesh Yasa by Maisa, and also do Maisa with it, and then you're going to have Malkus. This is very. So we have a Gemara in Pesachim on Tamachay that says Tashbisu is a lav and it's kula essay. What's a lav and it's kula essay? So you have a lav. Don't be seen with chametz. Now the Torah gives someone an opportunity to go and be mesakin that lav with an essay of Tashbisu. How I'm in a matzav where I should not have chametz to my house, but now Chatzos Shalom, if I have chametz to my house, the Torah gives me. An essay of Tashbisu, I can go and be mistaken in that love by actually doing a mice with the chametz. This Rambam, if you think about it, is very problematic, because even though it takes into account, as long as it's a sheish by mice or a love sheish by mice, but he doesn't really take into account the love and the essay of Tashbisu, because we have a Gemara in Malkus Mephorosh that says the love and the essay, you don't get Malkus force, even though if it's a mice. Of kind of Chometz Pesach or Chemsoi, at the end of the day, it's still going to be a lav and it's going to essay, and therefore you shouldn't be getting Malkus. That was the Rambam's Shaila on the Rambam. So to answer this Shaila, we have to go and look at a Torah. The Torah discusses, once someone destroys chametz, can I use the ashes? Can I get hana from them? So the Torah wants to say that it's totally the machloikas, the rabbanon, and the chachamim. You want to say the fee of Yehuda, who says, I have to bedafka go and burn it, the sreifa. He says it's mutter, but the fee of the rabbanon, he's going to say, it's always going to be us. We have a mission in Tamura that says, some things are buried, and some things are burnt. When it's coming to speaking about Dabri Surin, how can I go and destroy them? For example, some things that are buried are Shara Niskal, Bosa B'cholov, and some things that are burnt, he brings an example of Chometz for Pesach. So, the obvious question over here is, why are some things burnt and some things are buried? And at the end of the day, they're both Dabri Surin. They're both Dabri Surin. What's the nafgamin if I destroy them burning or any other way? I can drown it, I can go and smash it up. Like, what's the nafgamin? That's close to the Asa Shaila on the Mishnah. And he goes, and he says, sorry, Chien, Tama, I have to actually, what's the reason? It makes no sense. So he says, the reason why you burn it, because the Torah commanded you to burn it. And so why does it become mutter if I burn it? It doesn't become mutter if I destroy it in any other way. Because by burning, the Torah commands you to go and burn this chometz. So now, once I've burnt it, it's as if the mitzvah of burning has been completed, and therefore there's no issa, the issa does not remain on it. As long as I've done the mitzvah, I can use it. But when it comes to, you want to say, you're going to ask the question of an asherah, of Avodah Zorah. We know there's a mitzvah to burn asherah, but still you can't get hana from it. Tosafot wants to say over there, that's a gzeiras hakasid. The Torah goes out of its way to say, yes. It says, lo yivak v'yidecho. Even though you've burnt it, you can't get hana. But when it comes to things that are buried, the issa stays in it forever. It's a special rule when it comes to burning. It removes the issa, and therefore it would become mutter. And that should answer the Torah. When it comes to sreifa, sreifa by chometz lefi Rabbi Yehuda, I've done the mitzvah of sreifa, and therefore chometz should be mutter. The ash of the chometz should be mutter to use. When it comes to
changing the nature of it, the burning it.
The ashes are still there. The ashes come from the chometz.
No, not chometz. It's ashes, not the chometz.
If there was no chometz, there wouldn't be ashes. The ashes come from the chometz. The byproduct.
It was chometz and it's burned. It's gone. I think so.
When it comes to things that are buried, you can't. The issa stays. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has a very simple question on this Tosfos. We know that Rabbi Hood says you have to burn it. Fine. Once I burn it, it becomes mutter. But if you are chum, I can destroy it if I want. So why is the Torah saying that the Rabbanon say it's going to be osur to use the ashes always? But the feed the Rabbanon, let me choose and burn it. Once I burn it, it becomes mutter. But it seems like the Torah's not taking time. Okay, he's saying the Rabbanon's always going to be osur. So to answer this Rabbi Kiva Eger, we can have the question, the answer from Rabbi Chaim and the Sfasemis. Let's start with Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim wants to say, what exactly is the machloikus between Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanon? Why does one say it's got to be bedafka the sreifa, and the Rabbanon say it's got to be So you want to say the difference between the two is Rabbi Yehuda looks at it as Tashbisu is a mitzvah on the chefza of the chametz, and the Rabbanon go and say it's a mitzvah on the gavra. So how does it play out? What's the difference between the two? If it's a mitzvah on the chefza, the Torah commands me, take this chametz and I want this chametz to be burnt. As opposed to the gavra, Tashbisu is not telling to burn bedafka chametz, it's telling you should not be in the matzav of where you're placing chametz. How do I get into the matzav? However you want. Destroy it, however you want. And then the result of that, I don't have to come to the house. But Rabbi Yehuda wants to say, no, I have to bedafka destroy it by burning. But the Torah gives me a special essay to burn it. So that, how does that answer the Torah? The Torah is going to say, because the Torah says, things only become mutter once I've... The Tosafot says, to answer the Torah, things only become mutter once I've completed the mitzvah. So if there's a mitzvah on the chefetz of the chometz, the fear of Yehuda, then I've completed the mitzvah from the chefetz. But if there's no mitzvah on the chefetz to start with, it's only on the gavra, me burning the chometz is just a hechetimsa of how to get to Tashbisu. Very good, and that's gonna answer. But now we're still asked the question, if the Rambam is going to say a sheish by Maisa of chometz does get malchus, but what about a lavanitical essay? So you have to understand, what is a lavanitical essay exactly? Lavanitical essay is taking me from a mitzvah of Issa, of Leir Matzah. And the essay has been sucking the love. So how does it work? I'm in a matzah of a where I shouldn't have chometz. Now I have chometz in my house. the fear of Yehuda is going to be a mitzvah on the chifet, and me burning the chometz is being masakin the love. I've done a chometz. I'm supposed to go and burn this chometz, and now I don't have chometz in the house. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a mitzvah at all to go and burn this chometz. It's on the gavra. So how can I be masakin the love by just not having chometz? And it's still a ma'aser. That's not a ma'aser. Therefore, we can say the Rambam is passing like the Rabbanon, who's going to say, I can burn however I want, and therefore it's not going to be a lav hanitikla essay, and therefore that's very good. If it's not a lav hanitikla essay, we can say the Rambam is passing the Rabbanon, and that's why I can get Malkus. The Minchas Chinuch has a very famous shayla. He goes and says, if you're going to tell me Tashbisu, can I say Tashbisu is a kuma essay? Why? If Yehuda is going to say, I have to be dafka go and burn chometz. Let's say I don't have chometz before Pesach. Do I have to go now and buy chometz in order to destroy it? The Torah says tashbisu. Or do I say anfid rabbanon? How would I fulfill the kum essay? Just buy chometz and destroy whatever I want. But as long as the chometz is gone, I've fulfilled the essay. Or do we say no? It's really it's machlokes whether it's a kum essay or shabbat taisa. Why? How does it play out? So the fi Reb Chaim's stipulation, we can say it's going to be a kum essay. The fi Rabbi Yehuda, because I have to go and medafka burn the chometz. So before Pesach, buy chometz and burn. But the fi, there are bonds on the gavra, and therefore, if I don't have chometz before Pesach, I'll automatically be mekayim the essay of tashbisu. It's not in my house. So the minchas chinuch wants to say it's not totally on the machlokes Rabban Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the Yehuda is going to be maskim that tashbisu can be fulfilled by destroying however you want after the zman issa. Therefore, there's no raya to say tashbisu. Since tashbisu has to be burned, then it's going to be a kumase, because tashbisu is able to be fulfilled even without burning in some situation. So now that we're saying tashbisu to fi all shita to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon is not going to be a kumase, but rather it's going to be shabbat taisa. So what exactly is the machloikus? So burning it is going to be the same as any burning in the Torah. So I'm burning, let's say, Klai Karen. The Torah, I don't have to burn it, because it's not really, it's a Bahana. The Torah says, if you want to burn it, you can go burn it. Same when it comes to chometz. It's not mine, but the Torah says, if it's yours, and therefore I can go and burn it. But there's no mitzvah specifically to go out and buy chometz. So then we still have Machlokes Yehuda and the Rabbanon. The Yehuda says, I have to go and definitely burn it. The Chacham say, I have to go and destroy however I want. So why does one say the other? So the mitzvah wants to say that Yehuda has a special mitzvah when it comes to chometz. There's two mitzvahs here. You have the mitzvah of tashbisu, remove yourself from chometz. And you also have a mitzvah of burning chometz. And the mela, once I've burned the chometz, then I've fulfilled tashbisu. But it's two separate dinim. Lefi the Rabbanon, there's only one mitzvah of tashbisu. Therefore, I can burn it to fulfill tashbisu. There's no mitzvah bedafka to go and burn it. This last MS wants to go and say, this is, we can use this Chakira to go and answer the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger on Tuk. He wants to say, when do things become mutter to use after destruction? Only when I destroy it because of an Issa Achila, that's when I can go and use that, the ashes. So now that we say Rabbi Yehuda has a separate din of a mitzvah, of Bani Chomet, which is not from Noisa. Noisa is Issa Achila. So if I destroy it, the Fidra Bonon, because of only of the Tashbisu, I haven't destroyed it because of Issa Achila. I've only destroyed it because of Tashbisu. Therefore, that's why the Fidra Bonon is going to be always going to be Asa. But the Fi, Rabbi Yehuda, who said, yeah, I have Tashbisu, yeah, and I can burn it as Tashbisu. But I have a separate mitzvah of Bani Chomet. Where's that learned from? It's learned from Noisa, an extension from Noisa. Noisa, as everyone knows, is Issa Achila. If I'm going to destroy it because of an Issa Achila, now I can use Tosis's thing of saying, if I'm destroying for Issa Achila, now it's going to be mutter to use, then it's going to answer up the Torah. Thank you very much. It's clear. Some math.